Throughout the modern thinking world, but especially in Britain, men of learning ventured into the countryside to do a little stone-breaking, as they called it. It was a pursuit taken seriously, and they tended to dress with appropriate gravity in top hats and dark suits, except for the Reverend William Buckland of Oxford, whose habit it was to do his field work in an academic gown. The field attracted many extraordinary figures, not least the aforementioned Murchison, who spent the first 30 or so years of his life galloping after foxes, converting aeronautically challenged birds into puffs of drifting feathers with buckshot, and showing no mental agility whatever, beyond that needed to read the Times or play a hand of cards. Then he discovered an interest in rocks, and became, with rather astounding swiftness, a titan of geological thinking.